Spring has arrived, and so has the Spring 2010 Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive. At CIUT, we rely on your financial support to keep us on the air. We need to hear from you so you can keep hearing from us. Starting on Wednesday, April 7th, we will be taking your telephone calls and donations. Support great radio. Support CIUT, the Spring 2010 Friends of 89.5 Fundraising Drive. Join us beginning Wednesday, April 7th.
CIUT. This is CIUT, 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet? Or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
In the UK, mates.
That was actually God Save the Queen.
Welcome to Equalize and Distort 89.5 FM. It is time for some fundraising.
We mean it, man.
Yes.
God save AXD. Anyways, what should we run down here, Steve?
Well, we started off with God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols because Malcolm McLaren died just this past Thursday.
of mesothelioma, which is a form of cancer that forms around the linings of your organs, making it very difficult to treat. He died in Switzerland.
In New York.
I think it was Switzerland.
There's a good article on it in New York Times, if you go check that out. Anyway, we salute Malcolm McLaren's provocateur approach that he brought into punk, and punk has since adopted as a way of getting things done. Mm-hmm. In particular, I was thinking of the time during the Queen's Jubilee when he had the Sex Pistols play on a barge on the Queen Elizabeth boat in the River Thames, and they got pulled over by the police playing this song, God Save the Queen. So that's why we start off with God Save the Queen. But what's wrong? Are you okay?
Yeah, Rob was just playing around with my earphone levels.
The wrong one. Anyway, Ed's right. Tonight is fundraising, and you're tuned to the April 11th edition of Equalizing the Stort. And we desperately need your help to reach a goal of 20 donors or 20 members. To become a member, you have to pledge a $25 donation to the station, CIUT, and that works out to about 14 cents a day. What can you buy for 14 cents a day these days?
Not much.
Not a hell of a lot. That's exactly
some
right.
Bazooka Joe
in fact,
gum.
Practically nothing. I think Bazooka Joe gum's gone up in price, hasn't it? It's probably a quarter by now, if you think of inflation.
Well, you certainly can't buy a 7-inch, that's for sure.
That's
no,
true.
But you can listen to a 7-inch.
And we play about 47 inches a week. So that's value for your money. If you were to multiply that by 6 or 7, you'd get like somewhere around the 250, 280, 240, 280 mark. And if you're just paying less than a buck a week,
that's
you
amazing.
Get it all. It's
amazing
good value for your dollar.
For your
so
money.
Please call us for your dollar value, if you will. But the way to pledge to keep CIUT together, I mean, because what we're trying to raise is enough to keep the lights on for the next 6 months, to keep the transmitter going, to keep the doors open. So we're not
to keep the hot tub hot.
Yeah,
that hot tub has been turned on since we moved into this building.
I don't think so. Yeah. It's been a cold tub,
yes,
and it hasn't been a time machine.
And a dusty tub. Oh, I want to see that movie. I haven't gone to see it yet.
So the way that you can pledge is to, you can call now at 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976. You can make a credit card donation online at www.caut.fm. We have a secure site there. And you can mail. You can mail in a donation. You would send it to 89.5 Tower Road, 7 Hart House Circle, Toronto, Ontario. And I don't know, is the postal code up on there somewhere? Is it in the letterhead there?
On a sheet in front of me. So no. I think you still got to call ahead of time before you mail. So there we go. Postal code M5S0A2.
So those are all the ways that you can to get your donation, and make sure you put on the show that you support is Equalizing the Stort.
Yes.
Otherwise, it just gets counted as in the general pool. But we're not trying to be greedy. We're all trying to raise the money for the same pool. I was listening to the fundraising all afternoon. It was great. I listened to it in French and Spanish, all kinds of amazing shows on Sunday.
Cool.
You want to kind of support that diversity. And when I was out there taking a pledge before our show, I wanted to thank John Hawkwin, who called in for the prophecy, and he said, "Yeah, I listened to." He's like, "Who is this?" And I'm like, "I do the next show." And he's like, "Well, I wanted to say I listened to both of your shows." And I
that's
just
amazing.
Like, floored me. I just thought it was an awesome story. I was just like, "Wow, that's that's amazing."
That
he starts with drum and bass, and then he finishes off with drum, bass, and guitars.
Yeah. Add the guitar. So anyway, we should get back into the music. I was thinking, all afternoon about the raison d'etre of what we do. And as a result, I picked Buzzcocks, raison d'etre.
Awesome. We'll be right back. please give us a call at 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976. And make a donation, make a pledge, support the show, support the station, support punk rock and hardcore. And yeah, we will be greatly appreciative of that. So give us a call. You can also donate online at our super duper secure site at CIUT.FM. And yeah, we're here. We're waiting for people to give us a call. We're waiting for some dough to keep the show on the air. And yeah, Steve just played three songs, and he's going to tell you all about them.
We started off with the Buzzcocks' Raison d'Etre, and then we heard The Clash with What's My Name off the first album, and so we heard The Screwed with doing a cover of Sonic Reducer.
Great cover.
Yeah, and we actually got to record that one live, but that one wasn't the live one. That was just a studio recording that they did, so that was kind of cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Nonetheless, we love The Screwed. Cleve always...
I love the Dead Boys.
Yeah, yeah. And Cleve's a big supporter of the show. He's constantly listening, and all, you know, he always pledges. So cool. Wanted to say thanks to him as well. Anyway, we hope to hear some from some people. And I think we have a couple of pledges that some.
Oh, we got a bunch that have come in. So we want to thank Andy Nolan, Jeff Beckman, and Craig Carroll for giving us a shout and pledging to the show. So,
Andy Nolan of the Endless Blockade, Jeff Beckman, Haymaker fame, Chokehold fame.
Awesome.
And Craig Karen, who does Schizophrenic Records.
All solid people.
Amazing people in the scene.
Yeah. So act like you're hardcore superheroes and call and donate 416-946-7800 or toll free at 1-888-204-8976 or online with a credit card at www.ciut.fm.
And you can win a dream date with Ed. Just kidding.
Equalizing X Distort at CIUT.FM. If you're calling, you're really nice. We might be able to sort that out. But I don't know if you'd really want to. I'm kind of
I just
crazy.
Heard the phone ring.
Oh! Yeah.
Ed's blushing now, too.
Don't take it back.
Thanks, Wolfman. I appreciate it. Tell you what, you call and donate $1,000, I'll take you out for dinner.
Hey. There's
another, but a cheap restaurant.
There is also another prize that's available.
Probably a burrito.
There are prizes, yeah.
Which is an electric an electric bike that's been donated by Mobility Unlimited, and you can win that by winning the grand prize draw. And I got to tell you, your odds are good because we've had four winners from this show actually.
That's awesome.
Who have won grand prize draws? So I don't think you're counted out. Every time I think, okay, well that's it, the luck's run dry. Someone else wins, so
awesome.
I'm thinking the Lux Run Dry, so vote now or call now.
Yeah.
And pledge. Let's get back into the music. This is Black Flag and Gimme Gimme Gimme.
Gimme gimme gimme. I need some more. Gimme gimme gimme. Don't ask what for. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm a legend that's born with a
To become a member of the ever-growing Friends of 89.5. All you have to do is contribute during the CIUT Spring 2010 Membership Drive. It begins Wednesday, April 7th and continues to Tuesday, April 13th. At CIUT, we rely on the support from our valued listeners. Keep the legacy alive. Support the station you love to listen to, CIUT 89.5 FM, and make your donation during the Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive, beginning Wednesday, April 7th.
CIUT can now be heard on channel 946 through Rogers Digital Cable.
Do you like what you're hearing and want more of it? Check out our schedule at CIUT.fm. We have over 80 unique programs we're sure you'll love. We're listener-supported CIUT 89.5 FM.
All right, so thank you to Aaron Brown from Vancouver, Yuki Endo and Dara Hayes for calling in and throwing us some donations. Please give us a shout at 416-946-7800 or toll free at 1-888-204-8976 to donate or online with a credit card at www.ciut.fm.
And our friend Aaron Brown is in a new band. He does a show out there called Generation Annihilation on CITR,
mm-hmm.
and they're on Saturday afternoons, I think from 1 to 3, if you're tuning in. And you can tune in online as well. And he's also in a new band.
What's the band?
They're called Brady's Problem. I was looking at them this afternoon.
Awesome. So hopefully we'll be playing some of that stuff. Which Brady is he referring to?
Don't know.
Okay. Tom Brady.
James Brady.
You have to go to the MySpace site to find out.
Mr. Brady.
The Brady Bunch. Cool. What'd you play, Steve?
I played Black Flag with Gimme Gimme Gimme, and then we heard The Germs with Lexicon Devil, and we finished up with Circle Jerks, Red Tape, and I just thought I'd play some hardcore classics to counter the punk.
Well, without them, this show wouldn't exist.
No.
Yes. So, and then, well, what also wouldn't exist if we didn't have this show? And that'd be the number of great interviews we've been doing lately on Equalizing X Distort. We've done about 6 interviews in the past 6 months, 6 major interviews anyways, that are really collecting, like, different perspectives on the history of Toronto, hardcore and punk. So I think that, you can almost say that the information in them is, invaluable.
Yes.
To a certain extent.
Absolutely.
So, and Rob's working on a book using a lot of the information, so that's pretty cool. And you can check it online at equalizingxdistort.blogspot.com, and you can download all our previous shows and check out old interviews as well.
Absolutely.
So the next set we have coming up, Steve, is in pertaining to that, and we got a little message from our man Gary Gold. And what does Gary have to say?
I'll play it.
He says donate, 416-946-7800, 1-888-204-8976, or online at www.ciet.fm. Listen to it from the man himself.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary Pig Gold talking all the way from the USA. And the reason I am is because we need your help. CIUT and the incredible program you're listening to right now needs your support. Otherwise, you're not going to hear it anymore. Simple, right? So send in whatever you can, whenever you can, whatever you can, ASAP, and tell them that Gary Pig sent you.
I'm sitting at a party, going nowhere. You can't tell me.
trying to put together a punk rock band in a town of 4,000 people involves any number of compromises.
Sometimes I think people would have a hard time believing today that there, like, that kids, not a lot of kids played rock and roll right now. I mean, every you know, you're just like tripping over kids that play rock and roll.
Months and months, and then now we're like fucking playing with them. This is what I'm like walking around Oakville listening to on my Walkman, and here we are like fucking hanging out with them. And like, that's, so, I'm watching them play that bass line, you know what I mean?
Publication. This is only my name.
backup? Okay, great.
Okay. That was...
You gotta turn it off.
Okay, so you can call 416-946-7800 to donate to Equalize and X Distort. And you can also reach us at 1-888-204-8976. That's 1-888-204-8976.
One day they'll teach us how to use the boards.
One day they'll teach Rob how to use the boards. And you can donate online.
Rookie.
www.ciutfm. This record station, this radio station needs the funding.
Yes.
So we can train Rob how to use the board.
we try and be a record station.
A record station? Well, the radio station that plays records.
How about a station of record?
A station of record.
That
so,
too.
That's okay. If you do donate over $75, I do believe you can get a gift from CIUT. What are they, Steve?
A minimum donation, you get a baseball cap, which is red with black and white embroidery. It has the CIUT logo on it. There's also a sports pack, which is made of lightweight nylon with a drawstring knapsack, and it's also red with black and white detailing. And we also have T-shirts that are unisex in sizing, 100% cotton, red with black, red with black and yellow design. Yeah, it meets your thumbs up approval, right?
Oh, actually, I like polyester myself because lasts longer.
I thought you
that's a youth of today thing.
I thought you liked the breathable stuff.
I find polyester breathable.
Oh, good.
It's like cotton blends, like blends between the two.
So there you go.
It all depends. But all I know is that my polyester shirts last like for years. My cotton shirts do too. And these cotton shirts will last you a lifetime because you will know that you donated to CIUT.FM. You'll look at that shirt and you'll just smile.
And people are starting to show up in the studio now, which Darcy's just shown up. Hi, Darcy.
He's around
and,
the corner.
And Luke's come in from the school jerks, and we're going to be playing the school jerks.
I thought
jerks
you were about to say the School of Hard Knocks.
No, no. And we also got Paul Johnson from Aggressive Rock, who's not programming on CKLN tonight. He's come in here to help out. And
so some great guests we'll have on the microphone.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to them shortly. So stay tuned for that. I just wanted to remind you of a few little fun facts. CIUT has been broadcasting as a campus community radio station since 1965 and on the FM band since 1987. Did you guys know that?
No.
I didn't know.
Unaware.
1965 was the year I was born.
You're old.
The station is as old as I am. CIT broadcasts every day of the year.
And if you see the condition that Steve is in and relate that to the station, you'll know we need those donations.
And I would remind you that we don't take any time off, unlike some other stations like the community and commercial broadcasters. Although they are programming new stuff, they're programming pre-tapes things. We're still doing it live. I've come in here many times on Christmas Day, whatever, days that are traditionally closed, and we're still here because we love the music.
Yes.
Our broadcasting signal is 15,000 watts, reaches the GTA south to Buffalo, north to Barrie, west to Kitchener, and east to Cobourg. We're available nationally on Star Choice Satellite and channel 826 on Rogers Digital Cable, channel 4946, and our website. You can hear us streaming most times at www.ciut.fm.
So it sounds like you got a ton of ways to get your fill of the quality community programming here at CIUT.fm.
Absolutely.
And a way to get your fill of punk and hardcore, 10 p.m. on Sundays.
And in the last year, Ed's built a blog for us, and we've also made a lot of shows available by MP3 downloads. So the archive is starting to get up there and grow, and we're over 1,500 posts.
It's getting huge.
As of this week. So
EqualizingXDistort.com. blogspot.com. Check it out if you get a chance.
You can download all the shows too.
Yeah. So once again, a reminder to donate at 416-946-7800 or toll free at 1-888-204-8976 and at www.ciut.fm. I recently just played a set of bands that we did interviews with over the past 6 months, and that includes Toronto hardcore. I guess I'm trying to think of a word to describe them. So, awesomeness.
Who?
Sons of Ishmael.
Oh yeah.
Oh so, well, we started off with Gary Gold.
Oh yeah.
Gary Goes to Hollywood, which Gary lives in New York, and he was the editor behind Treat Me Like Dirt. We interviewed him this year, and he when I sent out a plea for help, he came back to us with like a little ask.
Promo.
Yeah, it was amazing. He went and recorded all that stuff for us.
No, it was
great.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
And
thanks, Gary.
And he also sent us up some singles, and one of them was the Gary Goes to Hollywood single, which we heard a song called Baby Doll, a tribute to the Ramones. So that was what we started that set off with.
Awesome.
Gary Gold.
Yeah, and then we just heard a little sound clip from the Sons of Ishmael interview, which we broadcasted about a month ago. And then we also heard a sound clip with the singer of L'Etranger, or guitar
yeah,
players.
And Andrew Cash, singer
and
guitar player.
And he's also a federal MP or provincial MP?
Running for.
Okay.
Federal.
So
running.
And it's federal, yes. Yeah. NDP.
What's his name?
Andrew Cash.
Vote for him. And then you heard
I'm voting for him. He's in my writing.
He's not my writing, unfortunately.
I don't.
He also writes for Now sometimes.
Yeah. And then you heard a little clip of the lovely Grant Slavin from Negative Game from a interview that we did
last week
that will be broadcast in the future, but it won't be broadcast if you don't donate, so you won't even get to know all these wonderful stories about the band Negative Gain.
Yeah, you should hear him smoking the water pipe. It's awesome.
He found a good way to relax. I'll give him that much. And you can call us at 416-946-7800 or toll-free at 1-888-204-8976 to donate or online at www.ciet.fm. Give us a shout. Throw us some cash. Let's keep this radio station on the air. Rob, what do you got coming up for us next?
Oh, I wanted to thank. We also got a call from Belleville. I think there's a post-it note somewhere there. I think his name...
Darcy's got it. We're looking for the bands. He wants to hear some Condemned to Death and Hype. We're just trying to dig up the records right now if we can find them.
Larry King?
Barry King.
Not to be confused with the late night talk show host.
That's okay.
But it's great that he's listening. He's calling in from Belleville.
Yeah, so and we'd also like to thank Justin
to Brockville. That's even further.
Oh. Yeah, it's totally further.
That's almost in
Quebec. I didn't know that they got radio stations out there. So that's amazing.
Well, it's hard to believe our reach is that far. It's great to know, though.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barry. And then also thank you, Justin Tilley, for your donation as well.
Yes.
So, Rob, what do you got coming up?
I've got a three-song set, and I was just thinking about, you know, the way we will play stuff that's maybe a little bit obscure or maybe something that you haven't heard of before or kind of forgot about. So, we're always trying to introduce you to bands that that are good and perhaps forgotten. So, starting off with a song by a band called The Chords. They're like a mod band from the same era as The Jam. And similar in sound. And the song...
And they're from the UK. They recently had a discography come out last year.
Yeah, you were saying.
On Captain Oi, but I've never seen this single, so...
Yeah, I picked it up last week. It's it was on Polydor, so it came out in 1979.
Yeah.
And the song is called Now It's Gone, and that's also kind of timely because, you know, if you don't donate, then our show might be gone. So give us a call at 416-946-7800. Toll free 1-888-204-8976 or on the internet at www.ciut.fm. Send us your money and we'll keep playing awesome music for you.
So serious. I be the one got survived. I break free from rock ground. I realize bringing us down. Try to find out what's going on.
Hello, hello. Oh, here we go. Yeah, 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976. And then also online at ciut.fm, you can donate with a credit card. So yeah, in that that last set, it was the Chords. Started off with the Chords, and that was a song called Now It's Gone. And that's from a 7-inch single that came out on Polydor Records in 1979. If you're a fan of the Jam, you would probably dig this band. After that, it was the Newtown Animals, which was a band from British Columbia. And this is from a single, a split single that came out on Zaxxon Virile Action back around 2000, I think. And the song was called Baby, You're the Reason. And the last song in that set was Sudden Impact with Steamy Loafs, and that's from the Freaked Out demo, and that's that was actually a request that somebody Nick von Heineken, I believe his name was, on our Facebook page. He's a fan on Facebook, so if you are on Facebook, you can become a fan and
make requests
and we'll play them. So yeah, that was that set. And like I said, it was I was thinking about bands that maybe you haven't heard of or haven't heard for a while, and we like to dig and find good music that you might have missed. So that's part of the reason that we're here, and we're trying to expose stuff to you that that we think is good. So keep listening and donate, and a $25 donation will make you a member, and you can get entered into some draws for some awesome prizes. And all you've got to do is give us a call at 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976 or online at www.ciut.fm. So
that would mean at this point, you know, earlier before I walked into the studio, I gave the young fella $25. So I'm a member now.
You are a member. Yes.
Cool.
We've got a guest in the studio here. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Positive Paul from Aggressive Rock. And, yeah, I'm not actually on our show tonight, so I got off work, and I just thought I'd cruise on over here and
support the cause.
Well, yeah, because you guys have always been so drop-dead cool in any relation like that Aggressive Rock has had with you that it's only proper. I mean, it's what they call reciprocity.
Yes.
And you gotta support the scene.
Exactly.
And I've never had a problem with you guys coming to our aid, so I'd like to be here for you now.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, and how are things going at the station now?
Things are going very well because of the situation. There's no paid staff, so it's difficult. But music-wise, and even just in terms of the show, it's phenomenal. I just had my 15th anniversary.
That's awesome.
My daughter turned 14, and I started doing it
before
was born.
Yeah.
Just so I could show her that, you know, you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. And now she's 14, and wow, I'm old, but there's so much good, like,
You were saying before we went on air that last week's show was just a couple of new demos of new bands.
Right? And even just the stuff I've been playing, like I'm looking at on the table right here and I see the Snake Pit demo, the 7-inch, I guess it's a 7-inch. I just discovered them the other day. They played at that show, the Darcy Street show.
That's Darcy right there.
Oh, you see,
he got a haircut.
I had no idea.
Since then, yeah.
If you donate, you can also get a lock of Darcy's hair.
Ooh.
But I Did you keep it, Darcy? We can't make that promise. Sorry. we take that back. We rescind that promise.
Okay.
But what other kinds of things can you offer folks? I'm sure you got some loot.
I think we might have some DVDs of some hunk of junk DVDs. So if you want to call in for those, I think
phone is ringing.
That's good.
We can get you a copy of the latest hunk of junk that came out. But that's kind of all we got right now. We're not really. We do have some things from the station. Though.
Well, yeah, like, that's what. Then because yeah. I've been in. I'm in a raffle now, am I? Because I'm a member. What do I get in my raffle?
Well, if you make a donation of $75 or more, you get a choice of a ball cap, a nylon bag, or a T-shirt, which is 100% cotton, and it's got all the CIUT regalia on it.
Yes, red and black with a yellow design.
And you automatically get it entered into a draw, and if you pay by a certain time, which I don't know what that time is, maybe it's on one of the sheets there, you will possibibly win a electric motorbike or electric bike.
Yeah, like which a scooter.
A scooter.
And in the downtown core, that's kind of cool.
It is cool.
And someone from the show actually did win the scooter once, and she says she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that she expected it to be gutless, but it wasn't.
I think they go like 50 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, she boots around the city in it.
Yeah.
So.
And they're not cheap. That's got to be, you're getting, that's an investment
coin
there. It's all right.
Yeah, totally. So don't think you can't win. You can.
Yeah.
I just wanted to quickly get into some show listings because right around now we usually do show listings. And, each week we kind of plow through MySpace sites and message boards and then also the weeklies to try and figure out what's what and happening in the city. So, I don't know, maybe Darcy, you can run through some of the shows that we got coming up. Starting off with tomorrow night.
All right, well, tomorrow night, Scarhead is in town with Fortune Teller, Always Die Fighting, and the Blackout Effect at the Velvet Underground, 510 Queen Street. And then Tuesday night, there's another show just the very next day at Rancho Relaxo. It's more of a heavier kind of vibe. We got Caspian, Arms and Sleepers, and Cosmograt in town. Lots of really heavy, crazy, weird stuff. Friday the 16th, we've got Birth Defect, Sophistifux, Hate It, and a couple other bands playing that day. Saturday the 17th at Cop's Corner, the record store. The City Sweethearts are playing an acoustic set, which is apparently going to be awesome. I've been hearing all about the rehearsal sessions they've been doing to practice acoustic, and it's coming out really, really great. Saturday the 17th at the Capistanan Philippine Center, which is in Kensington Market, near Dundas on Augusta. It's 167 Augusta. Ancestors, Kale, and Attention are all playing. It's going to be like a pop punk kind of a mid-afternoon show. It's going to start at 4:30, and that's going to be pretty cool. Finally, a new venue, a new place to go see shows. And in the market, what better place than that? Saturday, April 17th at the what is now being called the Toronto Center for Intellectual Exchange. It's 364 DuPont. It's just a house. My band, Snake Pit, and The Chronic, and I can't remember the other bands, but we're playing in a kitchen. So if you like kitchen sink stage dives, that's what you're in for. Thursday, April 22nd at the Mod Club, the Flatliners, Broadway Calls, and Cobra Skulls are playing. Tuesday, April 27th at Rancho Relaxo, City Sweethearts are playing Electric with Get Nuns, Lightmares, Chang-a-Lang. Friday the 7th, Pill, Public Image Limited, is in town at the Ghoul House. I don't know how that's going to go over, but who knows? Maybe that'll be awesome. Maybe. Friday the 7th, May the 7th, at Siesta Nouveau, Rape Revenge is in town with Lab Rat from Calgary, Alberta. Both of them being like vegan animal rights kind of minded bands, playing some grindcore stuff. Snake Pit is playing as well, and Reality Terror is playing. Saturday the 8th, the very next day at Siesta Nouveau, Ruiner is in from Baltimore, and I see a Ruiner record sitting around here. We might play it in a minute. And opening for them is Bottom Feeder from Kitchener-Waterloo area and Black Faxes. It's going to be real heavy, dark, crazy shit. That very same night, if you're not into those bands, Praying Hands is in town from Montreal. I saw them. They were awesome, sort of melodic, female-fronted, but D-beat nonetheless, which is awesome. And Sick Error is opening. Friday, May 14th at the Phoenix Screeching Weasel is in town with the Roman Line and the Visitors. Saturday the 15th at the Mod Club, Riverdale's Varsity Weirdos and Creeps are in town. Saturday the 15th... No, I just said that. I'm sorry. Yes, sorry. The very same night at the Sterling Lofts around Lansdowne, Dufferin area. They did a show there before. Check for the address. I'm not sure what it is right now. But Molested Youth, Nomos from New York City, and Urban Blight are all playing. That should be an out-of-the-control show. That should be amazing. Thursday the 20th at the Royal Cinema, Lydia Lunch is doing a really nuts performance art piece. Do you want to talk a little bit about that for a second? No. Steve says no. I don't want to talk about that. But all right.
Just Google Lydia Lunch, and if you don't know her, you can find out. And she's been around forever. And
yeah. It's going to be out of control. And her show is called Sick with Desire. If that gives you any, incentive to go. Anyway, it'll be a multimedia crazy performance art. Friday the 21st at the Hard Luck on Dundas there, just west of Bathurst. Unruled from Montreal is in town with Brutal Nights, Mature Situations, and Birth Defect.
Yeah, Unruled.
Wow. Unruled.
That's a blast from the past.
Two guys from NFC filling in, and Craig Caron's going to be releasing a record hopefully in time. Yeah, hopefully it'll be out just in time for that.
I'm going to have to dust that off when I get home. I haven't heard that in a long time. That's going to be cool.
But I don't have any.
What's that?
I was looking for some, but I don't have any.
Oh, I wish I knew. I could have brought it in.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, that show's going to be out of control, especially if you've ever been to the Hard Luck. It's pretty small. To have Unruled and Brutal Nights in there is going to be completely out of control. Mature Situations and Birth Defect, that's Friday, May the 21st. Mark that on your calendars. And if you're really huge fan of Unruled and want to travel to Hamilton, or you just live in Hamilton, Unruled is playing the very same the very next night with Brutal Nights as well, and Mature Situations as well. So three bands on Friday, and then Saturday at the Casbah in Montreal. I mean, Hamilton, geez, with the Rocket Reducers. And the last couple shows we're going to tell you about all the way into June, we've got Lewd Acts in on tour from the United States with Birth Defect opening up and a couple other bands playing. I think Total Trash is going to also play that as well. And Tuesday, June the 8th at 751, City Sweethearts are playing. It's the Drink and Destroy Tour send-off show. Saturday, the 24th of June, Mitzi's Sister, The Action are playing all the way from Ottawa and all the way from...
The 70s.
Long time ago, yeah. They're playing in Montreal around that time as well, but Saturday the 24th, they are here in Toronto.
I saw them the last time they played. It was pretty good. Although there was a crazy guy there who tried to start a fight with me for no reason. But that's another story.
Can we talk about that on air?
Yes. Yeah. Not on air, but yeah. Just some crazy old drunk sad guy. It was actually kind of pathetic, but aww. Yeah. It was also kind of weird. So, yeah. But if you haven't called, give us a call at 416-946-7800 or toll-free if you're not in the TO area at 1-888-204-8976 and then online at www.ciut.fm. Please pledge at least $25 and we will be forever grateful to you and keep bringing you some really good tunes and interviews and information about punk and hardcore, both current and past. And now Steve is going to play some more stuff.
Yes, we heard a couple of shows being announced for the City Sweethearts, cool, who are an awesome new band from here, featuring Vasil on vocals and guys from Riot 99 and Vicious Cycle.
Didn't
combined.
You played right. One of their songs.
We did. We played Hot 10 last week.
That was a good song.
It's off of a brand new LP that came out on P-Trash in Germany. The LP is called Sleeping Through Modern Times, which is a great title. We're going to hear a song that reminds me of Black Flag in terms of title. This is a song called War in My Head.
Cool.
It's not a cover, though. Anyway, they're playing next Saturday at Cobb's Corners.
Hit it.
Control my fear.
Call at 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976, www.ciut.fm. Those are the main three ways you can pledge. You can also mail in a pledge care of CIUT 89.5 Tower Road, which is at 7 Harthouse Circle, Toronto, Ontario. Postal code is M5S0A2. Please call now. We're at 16 pledges, which is amazing, but we need some help from our friends who are out there listening. Hi, Dion. Thanks for coming in. Dion Conflict
hey,
of PaxFest.com.
My new title, eh?
I haven't seen
not
any
schlocky film distributor, but I've upgraded to.
You have. I should mention first before we get into things some of the songs we played because people might be wondering.
Yeah, absolutely.
City Sweethearts was first with War in My Head. Porcelain Forehead were next, who are from Ottawa and just did a reunion kind of show, They opened up for Jello Biafra. Did you go see that, Paul?
No.
You didn't go
I was
see it.
With two nights before being filled with three different shows.
There's too much to there's too much to take in for sure.
Did you go see it, Steve?
I didn't, but
I think you did.
It was the same night as we were on air, which is unfortunate. But we played the song Will America, which was the song that came off the that was on originally on the Peace Comp, but this was re-recorded for the LP. Interesting thing about the LP was that it was released on No Exit Records, which was a label done by Frank Manley, who did Smash the State, and he was responsible for the Smash the State book and all the three comps. The only other things to appear on No Exit were the Smash the State comps. This was the only original thing that appeared on No Exit. All the others were, you know, Smash the State was a collection of 7-inches that were been previously released, so they were all reissues. And we finished up with a band from Baltimore called Ruiner, who will be coming soon, and we just wanted to play something by them. Bottom Line, Fuck You was the name of the song, and that's a show coming up next week, isn't it? I think. Darcy, next week? May the 8th, not next week. Next month. A month from now. Sorry. Anyway, just trying to filter in some things. Dion, you always are a big supporter of the show, and what does EXD mean to you, if I might put it so bluntly?
EXD has been supportive in everything from this latest venture, Paxels.com, the first streaming internet superstation.
That's right.
I could try to get that in and say the world's first from and.
But
from
I love how I love how you refer to it as a superstation.
Yeah,
because it is a superstation.
It has everything in the kitchen sink. So and what was it that we had a couple weeks ago? I said, where else could you see like a Foreskin show along with a Lucy rerun, and like a home shopping art program. So I'm pretty damn proud.
You should be.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's been an undertaking. So, Equalizing Distort has been always a form supporter of that, but also...
And we're hoping to help out more with it with some interviews and some things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But getting the word out there, and especially, you know, a couple of years ago when there was even more of a little lull in the hardcore community, like... That was it. This was basically like where you could hear of what was going on, who was coming in town, you know, like, because lots of times I would always click on at like 11 just to hear who was coming in town. Then, you know, like, just go about on doing what I needed to do.
Yeah.
So, I need a form to do a pledge.
Oh, well, we'll get you one. Don't worry.
You're not going to deny me, right?
No, we won't deny you.
You won't deny me of giving you money?
And perfect. We won't deny anyone else out there who has benefited from the service of like hearing about shows, bands, promoters, just people who are attending shows. If in some way we've been able to help out, now's the time to give back. We need your help to keep us on the air. Keep the lights on. Keep the doors open for the next 6 months. You can call now at 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976. Or you can pledge online. We have a secure site at www.ciet.fm, and we mentioned the mail address. If you want, just call, and we'll give you the mail address. That's not a big deal.
I was just going to say, too, that people – we live in a generation where we think music's free, and, well, it's not. you know, and eventually we gotta like pay the piper or pay the bill somewhere along the line.
But it's still pretty damn close to being free.
It is pretty close to being free. It is pretty close to being free. But you know, it's funny because we have the show on PAX. So it's called the Analog Gallery, where you know there will be an artist and you know they're showing like a photo or something that they do. So I'm encouraging anyone that has art out there to jump on paxels.com
to contribute.
But a lot of times, like, I'm having to do the pitch for when they're selling their art. And the best way to put it is, like, what is give, you know, you could give to CIUT or go spend that money on, like, fast food or a night out, you know? Like, I mean, it's easy. It's an easy choice, and it's good karma.
Awesome. I think we still have a copy of Hunk of Junk, too, don't we, to give away?
Hunk of Junk 2?
No, the latest Hunk of Junk.
Hunk of Junk 6.
6.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and you know, the funny thing is this, the stores that have had it in Toronto have sold out and have not been able to restock it. So
I bought a bunch of copies at the last screening. And
that's
gave them away as Christmas presents. They were great.
So what is your pledge incentive for?
We have a pledge incentive for $25.
That's awesome, you know, because I mean, considering it's limited edition of 500 with over, I think it's 30 different short 16mm films. None of the stuff on the Internet Archive, all from my personal archive, pressed in Russia, printed in Oakville, transferred in North Carolina, and I brought it over from Finland. So,
and
limited edition of 500. Yeah. So it's definitely worth picking up. And there's also a bonus film on the film on the DVD that was not showing at the Blur Cinema at that time that we showed it. So, yeah.
So act now, call.
What's $25? You can't even get a good prostitute for that in the city anymore.
That's,
so
that's right.
That's true. Well, maybe a bad one, but I don't know.
But we're about quality.
Yes. We can go so many areas in this now, but I'll keep your G show.
Well, I mean, if you do the math, it's like 14 cents a day.
14 cents a day.
Which is nothing.
It's less than a buck a week, and you can't buy a 7-inch for that. And we play 4 of them in a week in a week's show.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
When I think about it, you know, that's roughly the value of somewhere between 240 and 280.
And it's even more incredible. I mean, none of us get paid. There's a very small staff at CIUT that actually get paid. All of us DJs playing music, coming here every week, none of us get any money.
But the money that we're trying to raise is the money to keep the transmitter operating and
keep the lights on
and keep the electricity going.
And that's it. That's
yeah. So that's why we need your help. So call now, and we'll get off the air. We should play some music.
Play some music.
Do you know what we got up next?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to play this brand new Wicked band called Veins. Actually, Mark McCoy, the legendary singer, is actually playing
Charles
guitar
Bronson.
In this band, which is pretty crazy. Yeah, he was in Death Oath and Failures and Charles Bronson and blah, 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 all this other shit. But he's playing guitar in this band, and I believe someone from Drunk Driver is also playing. Some guys from Norway in this band. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, it's fucking awesome. This is the last song off the cassette. It's called The Thrill of Utter Defeat. And then we're going to listen to some other shit after that. So while we're playing this, please call in. But this is Veins.
Yeah!
please call 416-946-7800 and or 1-888-204-8976 to donate, or donate online at www.ciut.fm to help keep this radio station on this air of this great community programming, including the show you're listening to right now, which is Equalizing X Distort. Darcy, what did we just listen to?
All right, well, that last song we heard was a song I hadn't heard in a long time, was Cursed by Ceremony from California off their Violence record. Originally, it appeared on their demo, and they re-recorded it. Before that, we listened to Get Together by Bad Choice, the best Toronto hardcore band, in my opinion. It's so fucking sad that they broke up. But if you were at the Omega show, the Omegas actually covered another Bad Choice song and then almost started to play that and then didn't. And everyone was so disappointed. And then everyone was cheering, Get Together, and I had to play it tonight. And then before that, we listened to The Stench of Utter Defeat or something. I forget what the title is, but it's by Veins, this new band from halfway between New York and Norway or something. I don't know how the fuck they recorded it, but it's got Mark McCoy on guitar. One of the guys from Drunk Driver, I believe, plays drums, and then the other two guys are some crazy Eastern European guys. Anyway, that was it. Veins, Ceremony, and Bad Choice. So what do we listen to now? What's up next?
Oh,
sorry, no. I don't know. What are we doing next? Who's
I think Ed's got some set to do, right?
Ed's on first.
Did you want to talk to our friend from the School Jerks?
Yes, we did.
No, go for
it. All right, let's talk to our friend from the School Jerks.
One of my favorite bands from Toronto is the School Jerks. And,
it was one of my favorite, too.
Waiting here patiently since the beginning of the show.
I can't hear shit. There's supposed to be something going through this thing?
Probably.
Yeah. Is it not working?
We can hear you, though.
Okay.
Luke is here from the School Jerks, and he's got a couple tunes he wants to play.
And your mic
I'm going to play something?
Your mic's working.
Do you want to play something?
No, we're going to play.
We're not going to do that.
We're going to play the new School Jerks single, though, I think, up
that
next.
That sounds awesome.
Well, what's up?
But I wanted to ask you, what does Equalizing the Store mean to you? What is the value of the show?
Well, it's named after a band I found out. I didn't know that, but I was on tour in Carolina, and I found out. And everybody's like, you haven't listened to Gauz? And I was like, yeah, I've never listened to that band before. So now I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Outside of that, yeah, you guys have been, this time slot's been around since for fucking ever. I mean, since I was really, really young. I mean, not even your show. I mean, I've just been listening to radio.
Yeah.
From 10 to 12 for a really long time. And then all that crazy shit happened.
Yep.
And then now we're here. So, yeah, radio is amazing and obviously you got to pay for it because I don't know, it's the same thing with bands, I think, too. People don't realize that, like, you have to, like, pay for strings, things break, there's wear and tear.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's important because if you care about or listen to anything, it's people are actually putting in a lot of free time on top of that, so
just to make it work. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And that's true, especially of Campus Community Radio. It's the third sector, it's the newest sector in the broadcast spectrum. Doesn't have the same kind of resources that private broadcasters do. We're not able to sell that kind of commercial time, nor do we want to. We want to put the content first, which is always the value in campus community stations.
Not fair enough ice.
With us, it's punk rock, and you know, that kind of stuff. And you know, we also don't have the government backing us up like the CBC does, which is the public sector. That's the second tier. Third tier, we're all alone, trying to make a patchwork up of funds from student levies and government grants and some advertising, limited advertising dollars, but we don't see lots of it. And certainly fundraising makes up the lion's share of it.
So we rely on you.
We're largely listener supported, which is the main thing, makes us accountable to you, which I think you'll find from week to week. We're always trying to play to what people want to hear.
Yes.
Everybody cares about their shows, right? I mean, you get a certain amount of time. Obviously, you put a lot of effort and everybody's, you know, passionate about it, right?
Yeah, it feels like there's so little time, you got to make every second count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look at it anyway.
Yeah, it'd be cool if you had the radio station yourself for a day. That'd be pretty fun.
That'd be rad. You'd be exhausted by the end, though.
Yeah,
probably.
But it'd be rad. Yeah. Coffee fueled. Alright, let's get into the School Jerks. This is a brand new EP. How long ago was this recorded?
I don't remember, really long time ago, and then we put it out faster than we put out the first one. And also, I just want to announce that I just found out that I'm going to put out a Bad Skin record soon.
No way.
7-inch.
That's amazing news.
Yes.
We're all happy to hear that. So, we were happy to hear that they started playing out again.
Yeah, and then actually somebody's moving away or something, and I'm going to do that before then, and then I'll put it out later on.
Wicked.
That's going to happen. It's going to be awesome.
What label is the School Jerks EP out on? And does it have the...
Cowabunga Records.
Yep.
And also we're repressing our first record with people from Grave Mistake now for some reason. I don't know what's going on with that, but that's going to happen too.
Okay.
And I think we already repressed our second one pretty fast, actually.
And are you going on tour? Is that
what I saw on
your MySpace site?
If anybody wants to go see us in Buffalo, we'll be playing in Buffalo on the 26th of May, I think.
Which is... month and a almost
some,
2 months from
and
now.
Some change
I don't know, a month and a change.
Why not go to Buffalo?
I'll okay
be exhausted by then, so it'd be great.
Well, you brought in a set of music too, but we're gonna
I'll cut back,
yeah, because there's a lot of stuff there. I want to get it on air.
Yeah, it's cool. I got like 20 minutes
and we've been trying to get you on for a while.
Yeah, everybody keeps ditching me and somebody ditched me again today, but I'm here. I just ran over and did it.
You don't need Ivan, you just come in.
I know. It's just
open minute. Door. That's Campus Community Radio. Open door policy. Well, just come in, man.
Last minute fucking plans with a lot of people. But I'll be back and I'll just do it on my own. I don't give a shit about it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, famous last words.
I'll be back.
Okay, great. So again, we want to remind you, call 416-946-7800 or 888-1-888-204-8976 to donate, or at www.ciut.fm.
School jerks!
Here we go!
School jerks!
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
We want you to become a member of the ever-growing Friends of 89.5. All you have to do is contribute during the CIUT Spring 2010 Membership Drive. It begins Wednesday, April 7th and continues to Tuesday, April 13th. At CIUT, we rely on the support from our valued listeners. Keep the legacy alive. Support the station you love to listen to, CIUT 89.5 FM, and make your donation during the Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive, beginning Wednesday, April 7th.
Now I'm coming.
comes on, you can find me at school. The paper, we know it all, the computer is your tool. Without school, my time is close, so they're all out of school. The fuck is going on, that who is the fool? It's time for you to face the fact. Time is never coming back. Just what you do fast, you're a new way to go.
Okay, welcome back to EXD, Equalize and Distort, 89.5 FM on CIUT. Please call 416-946-7800 to donate or 1-888-204-8976 or online with a credit card at www.ciut.fm.
We're one pledge away.
We're one pledge away.
We're
from
at 19.
The last guy.
Yeah. So if you call now, you are the number one savior of Equalize and Distort, and if we have it, we can maybe even play a request for you. Just let us know, and we can see if we can dig it up. Speaking of requests, after we listened to that School Jerk song, we just listened to
Burn. I want to thank Luke for pledging as well.
Oh, yes, of course.
He came. He's been up all night with bad skin, and he's like on his last legs and stuck around and then pledged and... It was awesome of him. Anyway, yeah. Sorry.
Well, now
came
he's
right
going
down.
Home to get some sleep, or I think he's just eating pizza in the hallway.
No,
so.
He's
oh, he's gone. He went home to get some sleep. Okay, anyway, speaking of requests, I do want to say that those last two songs go out to Barry King, who sent a request earlier in the program. We just listened to Burn by Hype, and then we listened to D-Day by Condemned to Death. So what's up now, Steve?
That was a crazy amount of searching that you and Darcy did, and then some rejigging to make it work.
Yeah, it was the first time I think
we actually took us about 40-45 minutes for it took you guys to that. Anyway,
first
time there you go. People going out of their way to make stuff work.
Yes.
Ken doesn't want to hear what we had to do to make that work.
Oh, he helped. He gave us a CD to burn it on.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
No problem.
We're lucky to have Ken Stourin, who's been here all day. You program Global Rhythms in the afternoon. I was listening today. Great show.
Thank you.
You got to do a live thing, which is also neat to hear. And been a fixture of the station for quite a few years. And how are we doing so far? How do you think the drive's going so far?
Well, so far so good. And I have to say today has been exceptional, especially since we started early this morning. It's been going strong all day and continues to rate up through Equalizing Distort. So it's fantastic.
I love listening to all day today. I was listening to shows in French and Spanish and listening to everyone pitch. I was kind of like, you know, because you can make out numbers and figure out what people are saying. It's just great to see that, listen to that kind of effort coming across the board from all angles. Ah, Brian's here too. That's amazing. Brian just showed up.
We've had a lot of discussion throughout the day and throughout the campaign about
you know, a lot of stories around how radio supposedly is dead, and we actually take the other position about that because, especially with a station like CIUT, a campus-based community radio station, where we're about flesh and blood. You know, we're here live, we're here presenting all kinds of wide and diverse music, and in particular with Equalizing Distort, you want to talk about a show that can really be local, and that's something that your podcasts and other type of shows on the internet can't deliver, is being local. And so that's a big advantage to us, and we deliver, and that's what Equalizing Distort does, you know, absolutely to the point. I mean,
yeah.
Very well.
Some of the things I was gonna, because I was looking back at the last 6 months to kind of take stock during fundraising, to figure out what we've done and try and, you know, it just makes me kind of, some of the interviews that we've talked to Ted Axe from The Action, who was, they were like a Kill by Death band from the Ottawa area, started in 1977. They claim to be the first punk band in Canada, but the, you know, there's quite a few that make that claim. We did talk to Wayne Brown as well, who was the original singer in The Fits, moved to New York City, joined a band called The Fifth Column, was in The Immaculate Hearts and The Dirty Angels. We got to hear his story. Greg Dick did an amazing interview with him.
Yep.
And we had like Linda Lee from The Cursed hanging out with us that night, and her dog.
Her
that
dog
was
awesome.
Yeah.
Remember Linda Lee from back in the day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She was awesome. She was telling us all kinds of stories as well. We were getting all kinds of different angles on the Toronto punk scene that night.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed pretty much the whole lineup of Sons of Ishmael, minus Dara Hayes, who was one of our donors tonight, and his wife Yuki also made a pledge. So we want to say thanks to them for calling in from London. George and Barry from the Existors have been in. They let us be the first station to debut their brand new CD, and we talked a bit more about the exercise of actually recording so many years later. And it was great to hear that stuff for the first time, and letting us be that station. We talked to Gary Gold, who was the editor of Treat Me Like Dirt and the original Pig Papers, and. You know, when I reached out to him this week, he just went into the studio and recorded a PSA for us, like at the drop of a hat kind of thing. He was just so giving, such a nice guy, too. Liz Wirth, who was the author of Treat Me Like Dirt, we were, I think, the first station she came on to talk about. So we got the debut for the whole story of the Toronto punk scene, which was amazing. It's the first time it's been told in a written format of that nature. And we've spoken to Tony Meany of Godcore, Tony Meany from Newfoundland, giving us some stuff on St. John's and then what it was like to move here to play in a hardcore band. And Andrew Cash, we were talking about Andrew Cash, who's running for federal office in my writing, and interestingly enough, but was in one of my favorite bands, L'Étranger, back in the day. And they had mod influences and the Clash influences, and just he just kept on talking about how wonderful it was to be in that time.
Yeah.
So it was great to hear him being so inspired by music, you know. And you kind of want a person like that in office, someone who's like at least motivated by arts and culture.
Absolutely.
You know, so... if that means something to you, you should call us at 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976. You can also pledge online at our secure site at www.ciut.fm, and we will accept checks in the mail, which you don't hear of every day. But
cash, but checks, credit cards.
Yeah. Please come by or call us, because we can make all the we can take down all the details, and I think we might still have a hunk of junk DVD to give away. Two, three. Dion's putting up his hand. Anyone who calls and wants a copy of that DVD, it's well worth it. We'll make it available for any donation of $25 or more. So call now. We've only got a few minutes left, and we need your help. We're, I think, at least one shy of the goal. Help be that person and be the person that brings us over. We'd love to see that. And then just get back into music here. Wouldn't that be great? So I think we're going to... one of the things I was taking stock at is that Hamilton listeners have been a core of the donors that have made up, you know, the consistently on our fundraising drives.
from the overseeing hints of Amantz Krummans to Craig Karen's constant archival digging, who runs Schizophrenic Records. Both of them have pledged tonight. We've had Teenage Head come in here, the Forgotten Rebels, the Vapids, the Lorenas, Riot Star, Chokehold, Haymaker. Jeff Beckman has pledged tonight from both Chokehold and Haymaker. We've had the Spoiled Rotten in. Rod, I remember Ryan from Rod was pledged on the last drive, and we thank you greatly for that. And those guys have been checking out our MySpace site and all the other different social networking things that we do. Anyway, in tribute to Hamilton, and just to shout out, we want to send out a regional challenge to other places in the city to do what Hamilton is doing and pledge now. We want to start off this. We want to do a set of Hamilton bands, starting with the Vapids. This is a tribute to the Ramones off the Point Remains the Same LP. This is called 918 Fort Lee, VA, 1952. Here's to the city that always burns. 918 Fort Lee, VA, 1952.
This is where I want to be!
The Vapids and 918 Fort Lee, VA, 1952. Off the Point Remains the Same. Then we heard Haymaker with The City That Always Burns, and that's got to be about Hamilton. Gunnar Hansen were next with the song Hammered, which was recorded in Studio 3 back February 19th, 2006. And we finished up with Ra, who also from a live recording in Studio 3, September 28th, 2008. That was Reality Check, and we got the thumbs up from Darcy for playing that song.
I don't know. It was pretty awesome to hear, like, a wicked local band, but forgetting that we did the live session here and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is one of the best parts about the show is having, like, these different alternate versions of these songs, because we had, like, the basement recording at the old building. I mean...
Yeah.
It's wicked that, like, that, you know, to have the real record in my hand and then have this, like, the live version. I don't know.
Anyway, we're hoping to work it out here.
Yeah.
We just haven't been able to yet. Ed, we have some people to thank, don't we? Because we're almost at the end of the show here.
Oh, we're getting there. So we want to thank Luke Forrester, Paul Johnson, Tom Clulo, and Cleve Anderson for giving us a shout and donating tonight. Again, you can donate at 416-946-7800 or toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. We're still stuck at 19. We need one more donation. We got about 7 minutes left in the show. If you can give us a shout and donate, we'd very much appreciate it. It would help out the station, and it would keep Equalizing Distort on the air so you can continue listening to new interviews, one with Grant Slavin coming up from Negative Gain. And then pretty soon, we're going to have Studio 3 back in action and get some live bands back on the air for y'all.
Yeah. One of the other segments that is pretty much a constant on the show is the demo feature segment, which is a segment at the end of the show that we dedicate to the new recordings of bands from Toronto and beyond. We're just looking for like stuff, you know, as the band is evolving, the earliest stuff. In the last 6 months, we've played demos by Fortune Teller, The New Enemy, Attention, The Love Below, Who You Loved.
Yeah.
I might add.
Awesome.
They were very Curse-like. Stay Young, Total Trash, Resist Control from Buffalo, who are an amazing band that I love. Surrogate Activity, In Time, Susio Podar from Australia, Mockingbird, Wish Me Luck, and Slaws. We did have a set that we were going to play, but we kind of run out of time. To dedicate to that, we will get to a demo feature, but we need the phones to light up first. At
yes.
416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976.
We are one pledge away from saving this show.
Yes.
That's all we need. One phone call. Please be that person.
And tonight's demo feature is Snake Pit. But before we let it roll, we need to hear the phones ring. Maybe we should open the doors so we can actually hear them ring.
All right.
Yeah. We only do this 2 times a year. So.
Yeah, and really it's just to keep the electricity on. Keep the transmitter going, keep the turntables working, you know, the upgrade
we got
equipment.
It.
We do got
Woo!
It.
We got it. Someone's on the phone right now. We got another one online. We are at 21.
All right.
Well, let's play it.
We want to thank everybody. And if you are calling for the Hunk of Junk DVD, make sure you ask for it when you're talking to your phone operator. You can talk to Dion Conflict, who's there. I think Paul Johnson's still there. So there's some celebrities there. And as far as punk rock goes, certainly people who've been around the block and awesome people. So please call in.
Oh, there's more phone calls.
And let's get to the demo feature. This is Snake Pit, as much as we can play in the next little bit.
All right, sweet. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? Snakes.
play New Kids on the Block albums backwards. They sound better. Suckers of Satan's cock, each and every one of them.
I think it's fairly certain that the mortal blow to human industrialized civilization will happen when oil prices spike again and nobody can afford to buy that oil, and everything will just shut down.
Life-threatening crisis, as in the Titanic being hit.
All right, thank you very much. This is the end of Equalizing X Distort for tonight only, not the end of the show. We were actually saved at the last minute there with two or three pledges there from who were they?
Al Ridley called from Sadie's Diner and Steve Milo.
Woo!
From Sudden Impact. And Barry King called back in from Belleville.
With a second pledge?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
He also wanted to get the DVDs.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was brilliant.
It's well worth the value. That DVD is amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's hours and hours of entertainment. It's great. It really is. Anyway, we want to thank you all for doing that. And keep the pledges coming. We're going to continue with our fundraising drive. Teresa's up next. Teresa, what's the name of your show?
I actually still don't have one.